Let's talk about this with Yisrael David Weiss, Associate Director of the Nature Carta International, who joins us here in the studios. Yisrael David Weiss, welcome. Looking at what has been happening in the occupied territories, there's not a day that goes by. We're having a hard time keeping up with reports coming about demolitions, about detainments, about prisoners, you name it, raids that are going on. Do you think that Israel is taking advantage of the crisis in the region? World powers are involved with these wars and doing what they're doing to the Palestinians?
With the help of the Almighty, they always will take advantage of any opportunity that they can. Remember, they don't have the morals of God, of the Torah. They masquerade as the Jewish state. Well, simply they've hijacked the name Israel, the Star of David, my identity. Judaism is subservience to God. Judaism is the covenant with God, which states clearly we're forbidden to have a state. We're forbidden to oppress a people. We wait for the day when the Almighty will reveal His glory. All humanity will serve God. But prior to that day, the Jews respected for 2,000 years not to create our own entity. The ones who created this entity, Herzl and all the Zionists involved, they don't have godly morals, and they went clearly in rebellion against the rabbinical authorities. We have books about that. The rabbis speak out. We have books we put about traditional Torah opposition, where we have the documents, the historic documents of all the rabbinical authorities opposed Zionism. So they always, they sacrifice, they're ready to sacrifice on the altar of Zionism anybody and anything that stands in its way to the Palestinian people. Jewish rabbis, they've brutally murdered, they've brutally, we constantly show how they brutally assassinate and beat Jews who demonstrate against their occupation. This is something which is daily. So you're asking if an opportunity arises, if they will immediately jump to it. Of course they will. And we can only state that we as Jews who are living in occupied Palestine, or us Jews from around the world, share and feel the suffering of the Palestinian, are entirely an opposition of every action that emanates from that state. It's all evil, it's all illegal, and not in our name. We have demonstrations of tens of thousands of Jews, whether it is in the occupied land or it's around the world. Jews around the world stand and make demonstrations in New York, where I am, or wherever there's a large Jewish community that is true to the Torah. In every country around the world where there's a very large, where there's a Jewish community that is really religious, they're out there demonstrating. Why? Because we cry with the suffering of the Palestinians. We don't accept what they're doing. In their mere existence of the state, we don't accept. And of course, this, to every minute, every another link in the chain of their occupation is horrendous. This is really the Palestinians now, just another family, a few families that are suffering. We cry with them. God will help soon, we hope, to release this world of this terrible cancer, the Zionist state of Israel.
But many of these eyes, especially Palestinian ones, are looking at world powers, in particular the United States. We know that the U.S. always comes out, condemns what is going on, specifically when it comes to the illegal settlements. We know that the European Union, through its foreign policy chief, comes out, condemns some of the Israeli actions. But those don't translate, those statements don't translate into action. How do you see the role of the U.S. and, for example, the EU when it comes to the Palestinian cause?
Well, unfortunately, we say it's the works of the Satan, the Shatan, that the power, the intimidation against the politicians, against the leaders of the countries, the Western countries, is so strong. They have AIPAC in the United States. We demonstrate every year. We go in front of the Washington Convention Center, which is the largest convention center. It's blocks long, and the Zionists make yearly their gathering, and every politician from Democrat, Republican, the minority, the majority, it doesn't matter. They all come and show allegiance and loyalty to the Zionist state of Israel. And people are fearful of opposing their occupation because they're threatened that they'll lose the next election, they'll be thrown out of their office. They're also accused of being anti-Semitic. And of course, both of it is repulsive and just repugnant, because it's not anti-Semitic to stand up against this terrible illegitimate crime, a crime against God and against the Jewish religion. But people are afraid. So although they may make statements, because it's so blatantly wrong, it is so blatantly evil and inhumane what they're doing in the occupation, so they'll make a statement, but they don't carry through. It's the fear, we understand, of the Zionists. Mm-hmm. So we always go out there, we urge we go out and demonstrate in front of the White House. When Netanyahu came, we always stood in front of the White House. Tens of thousands of Jews, it's an outside NKUSA. Now with Iran, when they were making the Iran deal, we had to go out in front and send letters to the senators and to the congressmen, because every step of the way, they put pressure on the politicians. We had to go out, and you see our signs, the majority of American Jews, the anti-Zionist world Jew condemns Zionist impeding of world peace and their abhorrent behavior towards President Obama. It is unacceptable, according to Judaism. Majority of American Jews supports the Iranian nuclear deal. And we had to send letters to this, because right. They are intimidated, as is the world, as is mm-hmm. Jews, who are fearful of being outspoken against the Zionists because of the brutal attacks against Jews, especially in occupied Palestine. Right. But still in all, thank God, we have hundreds of thousands of Jews who are true to the Torah, never accept the state, and of them, a vast amount of them get out there and demonstrate. It's not seen because the media is intimidated. But we're mm-hmm. out there, and we will be out there. And one day, through Press TV, which is one of the distinct ones who stand out and show the Jewish demonstrations, the world will begin to realize they've been conned, they've right. been duped. It's not a religious okay. conflict between Muslims and Jews. It's a conflict uh-huh. of a selfish, flawed political movement of Zionism, which is against God, against right. the Jews also.
I'm so sorry to jump in. Unfortunately, we're just fresh out of time. It's a pleasure hearing you. Israel Dovid Weiss, Associate Director of the Neturi Karta International, here in the studios with us.